Hey guys, it's Elena.
And it's Candace.
And you're listening to Cousins on Crime. Had static in my brain.
That's okay. Mondays.
I know. Am I right?
At least it's not a Tuesday.
Yeah. We did better this week.
Yeah. Well, kind of. half of us did better.
And we keep saying the same thing. Ew. So
we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah. I think so.
How was your day?
It was good. Just worked.
Yeah.
Got lots done.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You know what I want to address?
Go on.
I know we've already addressed it on social media.
Okay.
But I'm just so, what's the word? Mind boggled that mm-hmm. Bluebell came out with the specific ice cream that I requested. I need to know.
We have to know who did this, because this is not a coincidence. I don't think.
Right.
This is not a coincidence.
How did this happen?
I mean, like you said for years you've been emailing them.
Yeah.
To bring it back. And then suddenly, no.
Like
come on.
What was it? A month and a half, two months after I said I need cookie cake, Bluebell ice cream, and then they made it?
Who did this?
Who's got the
connection?
Who emailed?
We just want to thank you. We don't. That's all we want to do.
Yeah.
Is say thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Whoever it was. Maybe.
Have you bought a bunch to put in your freezer?
I haven't. You know, I've thought about stocking up, mm-hmm. but I haven't. I have one right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work out so that I can eat Bluebell ice cream.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I mean. But limited time.
I know. I need to stock up for sure. Anyway.
Yeah, that's so cool. I'm so glad that you got your wish.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So tell me about Vegas.
Oh, Vegas was fun. I didn't get my wish. I did not get to
go on stage
and sing with Chris Martin. Someone else did, though.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Were they sitting next to you?
No. He was nowhere near me. He had a sign that said, "Let me do harmonies on Us Against the World."
Oh.
And he was like, "Okay, come on up." And I was like,
"That's all I had to do?"
And Dusty was like, "You should have made a sign." Anyways.
I mean, your outfit was supposed to be your sign.
Well, it was.
And it was a sign. It was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it was pretty great. But I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
At least, better luck next time.
You got good seats. You were at the...
I had floor.
Yeah.
Quote unquote seats.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we were pretty close. And yeah, it was just... I felt like I was at church.
Oh.
I really did.
Okay.
I did. It was amazing. And then we saw Ludacris.
Okay.
That didn't feel like church. That felt like behind church, you know?
Okay.
Doing things you weren't supposed to do.
Yeah. I would think so.
Getting a contact high from all the weed that everyone was smoking around me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my Lord. I'm just kidding. I didn't get a contact high. But, yeah, we saw Ludacris. Oh, I saw Ka, the Cirque du Soleil show
at
MGM.
Those people are so talented.
Oh, my gosh.
They work so hard.
It was amazing. We got to take a tour behind, like, backstage and everything and meet some of the performers. And I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
We're amazing when we work together. Like, look what we can do together as people.
Right.
Why can't we just all get along?
Why can't the world work together like that?
Exactly. And it was funny because we watched that on Wednesday and then Coldplay was Friday. And then... At one point in the show, Chris Martin said, "See, we're all here having fun. Nobody's fighting.
Right.
Look what we can do." And I was just like, yes, yeah, see?
It happened. It can happen.
It can happen. So, you know, next time you think about engaging in a quarrel, I mean, is it worth it?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, there's just, I think the majority of the people in the world want to love and get along, mm-hmm. but there's just always that there's bad apple. There's
exceptions to the rule. That's for sure.
There's always someone who's just not nice.
I know.
Not wanting to follow the rules.
Unfortunately.
And so I feel like that's what we talk about a lot on our podcast. People not wanting to follow the rules.
That's it. Why can't we just follow the rules?
Yeah.
No one's asking you to go above and beyond.
Yeah.
But like,
just love if people.
If we can just get together and do something amazing, like this, a Cirque du Soleil show.
Yeah.
We could just sit next to each other on a bus and
have a conversation.
We could even not talk.
Not talk. Okay.
And just not fight.
Yeah.
You know?
Smile maybe.
Yeah. Be friendly.
Okay.
But yeah, it was amazing. It just made me feel like, wow, look at their talents. Like we should be looking at everyone's talents around us and thinking how amazing other people are.
That's just it. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
So anyway, that's all. I'll get off my soapbox.
I know. We can talk about this topic for a while.
Well, we could. Like. Yeah. But anyway, it was amazing. I highly recommend if you're ever in Vegas, you have to see a Cirque du Soleil show. Mm-hmm. You just have to.
Yeah.
I demand it. It's just an incredible display of even the people backstage working the stages and the
ropes and
the ropes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I was clenching my popcorn because there was this bit where I can't remember what they're called, but you know, they put their wrists through this little loop and they're hanging from these like ribbons basically.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have any safety equipment on. And they're just doing this routine in the air. And I was like, oh, Lord, please don't fall. But they were all amazing. Anyway, that's all.
Yeah. Go see a show.
Go see a show.
I've seen one once and mm-hmm. I would like to go back to another one.
Lanuba. You saw Lanuba, right? In Orlando?
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Yes. So I'd never seen Ka before.
Okay.
And it was really cool because it was about twins. We were separated and then they found each other again.
Aww.
So it was cool.
I love that.
Aww. Yeah. So anywho.
Okay.
What you got for us?
On to the next.
Okay. Stop rambling.
Today we're talking about Lori Bray.
Okay.
So in 2019, Lori Bray was 57 years old. She was born in Billings, Montana.
All right.
And she was one of five children. She was sweet and generous, and she loved animals. She actually had two dogs that she rescued and she spoiled. There's a picture of her and one of her dogs. The dog is on his hind legs with his front paws up in Lori's hands.
Aww.
And you can just see just how petite and little Lori is next to this big dog.
That's funny.
By age 57, Lori was living in Laurel, Montana. It's a small town.
Okay.
Her adult son, Justin, was married and creating his own little family. She was working at the Cedar Ridge Casino there in Laurel. And on September 30th, she was working the late shift. She locked up and she left work at about 11:20 p.m. That next day, on October 1st, she was scheduled for the opening shift. Well, Lori's coworkers noticed that she was late and had not even shown up for her shift.
Okay, I have a question real quick.
Okay.
When you say she locked up.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a casino.
Right.
Closing.
This
so
one.
So this one closed.
This one closed, I'm assuming at 11.
Okay. So she locks up.
She locked the door at 11:20.
I've never in my life heard of this.
I know.
But okay.
Whenever I was researching this case, that was my exact thought. Like, oh, the casino closed. Yep. She locked the door and she.
Wow. Okay. So then she was supposed to work back to back shifts.
Exactly.
And so she didn't return.
That next morning, opening shift, she had not come in and no one had heard from her. So her boss, Kathy, she wasn't in the casino yet. She was driving to work. It was about 8:30 in the morning when she saw Lori's car in the road. It was angled in an intersection. It was the intersection of Laurel Airport Road and Buffalo Trail Road, if you know the area. I don't. But this was on a road less traveled in the country. Not much to see but fields.
So her boss, though, went that way to work.
Yeah, so her boss. And as Kathy approached the vehicle, still driving her vehicle, she saw that no one was in the car. And can you just imagine what she's thinking? I mean, this was about 2 miles away from the casino.
Uh-huh.
And Lori didn't even live in this area. She shouldn't have been driving this way to go to her home. So maybe she's thinking, was she visiting someone and her car broke down? But why all the way out here? There weren't any houses close by.
Yeah.
So who was she visiting?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this wasn't Lori's car.
That's what I was about to say. Like, she must have recognized something.
Yeah. And so I think she second-guessed herself. She's like, maybe this isn't Lori's car. It just looks like it.
Because you would.
Right.
Because nothing else makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so Kathy didn't want to get close to it. So she just kind of parked and she called Justin, Lori's son, and asked him to check on his mother. I don't know if she tried to call her herself, mm-hmm. but... yeah, I didn't see that in any report. But anyway, she had Justin try to check on his mother. So I'm sure the call piqued his suspicion as he realized that he hadn't received his usual morning call from his mother that morning. He immediately started driving to Lori's house as he was calling her from his cell phone and getting no answer over and over.
Oh, gosh. I hate this.
Then he sees, as he drives into her driveway, her car's not there. He walks into the house and he could see that the dogs had not been taken care of. There was no sign that she had been there.
Did the boss, what's her name?
Kathy.
Kathy, did she say I think her car's in the middle of this road?
I'm sure she did. Okay. I don't know. I didn't see anything about the actual conversation. That's why I'm like speculating.
Right. And then he gets there and the car's not there. So he assumes that probably that was her car. It was
probably her car. Exactly. So he calls Kathy back and the two of them met up so that they could go together to check this car out. They found that the sunroof was opened and it is Lori's car. They did confirm.
Okay.
The sunroof is opened. Her purse along with her keys and her cell phone were in the back floorboard. Police were called and they came to investigate. They found blood on the seats of the car and a muddy shoe print on the passenger side door.
Oh, my.
Lori's clothes that she had worn to work the previous night were in the car. Her underwear were damaged as if they were like torn off of her.
Her whole outfit of clothing.
Her whole wardrobe.
Including her panties.
Her panties, her bra.
Wow.
So yes, her underwear were damaged. The clips on her bra had been bent and damaged. It was evident that they had been torn off of her.
Oh no.
So here's all of her belongings, but where is Lori?
Mm-hmm.
Lori's friends, along with the community, gathered together and started searching, walking miles of fields with tall grass. Police did their best to quickly get Lori's phone records and data, and they tracked her last pings. They looked at the surveillance from the casino where she worked. And on the video, they saw Lori cleaning machines, restocking, and getting ready to close. They also saw her co-workers and the casino patrons. Kathy sat with investigators and gave details of what they were looking at, what they were watching, and who, the what and the who.
Right.
Giving names of the people who were in the video.
Like, that's an employee. That's Bill. He comes here every Friday night.
Exactly. Yes. A couple of women who were regulars sat at the bar and talked to Lori. A young guy then walks up to the bar and shows Lori his driver's license when he ordered a drink. Kathy named him as Diego Hernandez. He's a 22-year-old that lived in the area. A few minutes later, Lori points at the clock, indicating to Diego that it's about time to leave.
I was going to ask, how do you even close a casino? Like, do you just say, okay, wrap up your game?
Right. I mean, do you call out, hey,
last call?
It's closing time.
Yeah, exactly. You start playing the song.
Yeah.
Okay, so she says,
time to go.
You can't have another one.
Yeah, finish your game. And so also in the video, he's now in another frame of the video. He's now at a
slot machine.
Yeah, a slot machine. So Lori, she does a few more things on her to-do list. No one else is seen in the casino at this time. And then she is seen walking out of the casino with her bag on her arm at 11:20 p.m.
Hmm.
The camera had an angle where you could see just outside the door of the casino. And you can see Lori getting into her car. It's the frame of it is, of the camera is pointing like just past the sidewalk, right outside the door. And so you can see Lori getting into her car, and there was a man getting into her passenger seat.
Oh.
This man was Diego.
Okay.
Investigators went to Diego's house the night of October 1st, that next day, wasting no time.
Mm-hmm.
He told them that he went to the casino just to play a few games and get some free drinks. Some casinos, you know, you can get free drinks if you're playing games. Lori offered him a ride home. This is what he's saying. Lori offered him a ride, realizing that he didn't have a car. He said she dropped him off at his house, but he wasn't ready to end the night. So when he went and hung out with some friends after she dropped him off. Okay. So that's done and done.
Okay.
He got out of her car and then she left. You know, the detective's eyebrows raised as they looked at him and saw fresh scratches.
Oh, really?
On Diego's face and hands.
Oh.
This ain't looking good.
What's the story for that?
Diego. Oh, he had a story. So after they saw the scratches on his face and hands, they also had him, I guess, take off his shirt and saw scratches on his torso.
Oh, God.
When asked about these scratches, Diego says, oh, these scratches? Yeah. I got into a fight 2 days ago with my friend Nick.
Not 2 days ago, my friend.
Yeah. He was wearing a ring and it scratched me up.
Okay.
Well, detectives seemed to take him at his word as they left his house after questioning him. But I don't think he really realized that they were going to actually follow up on his story, which is exactly what they did. Nick was found and questioned about this fight. Well, he confirmed that they did have an argument in Nick's car a couple of nights ago. That was true.
Mm-hmm.
He said he put Diego started acting mad about something, and Nick put Diego in a headlock.
Oh.
And pulled him out of his car.
Oh, wow.
And he said they punched each other, but he said there were no scratches on Diego's face when I left him. He pulled him out of the car and then left him where he pulled him out at.
Right.
And there were, yeah.
And he had no ring.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But he was adamant that those scratches on his body were not from him.
That's more like a cat fight.
Right.
Than a fight between two dudes.
Yeah. Videos from the casino, as well as videos from another bar that Diego was at that night, showed no scratches on Diego's face from this supposed fight 2 days ago.
Gotcha.
The staff at the other bar was questioned, and the bartender said that Diego had been begging different women, including her, for a ride that night.
Oh, no.
So when he says that Lori offered him a ride, no.
He begged her for
a ride. He was looking. He was on the prowl.
Yeah.
And all these women that he asked for a ride at this previous bar, they all refused. They felt that he was being creepy.
That is creepy.
Yeah. On October 2nd at 7:30 p.m., as the search party was still making rounds looking for Lori, a man on an ATV, I don't think he was actually looking for Lori. I think he was doing some other business on his land. But he is the one that found Lori's naked and lifeless body in a ditch of a wooded area. She had been beaten and was laying in a fetal position. Her body was about 3 miles from where her car was found.
I was going to ask how close it was, because it feels like she was taken. She's obviously taken against her will. And it feels like she wouldn't have been much further than the car.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I'm surprised 3 miles is pretty far to drag her out there.
Yeah. It's like, what was the rhyme or
maybe
reason?
She ran for the longest time.
Well,
to escape him.
We'll get into that.
Okay.
But, I mean, that would probably be a first thought.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we'll get into it. So, yes, that was probably their first thought. But the shoe print that was found in Lori's car matched the shoe prints found in the dirt around Lori's body.
Oh.
So whoever was in her car was also where her body was left.
Right.
The medical examiner determined the cause of death was strangulation, and she had blunt force trauma to her face. It was determined that she had been attacked and killed in her car and then dumped in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Lori's ex-boyfriends were questioned. And although Diego looked like the obvious suspect, they had to do their due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
But the exes were quickly ruled out. Matthew, the man that found Lori, was a suspect. A man named...
The meter reader?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like they always look at the person.
The finder,
So a man named Benj, who came to the casino to see Lori on several occasions. He was at the casino that night, actually, but he had left around 10:45 p.m.
Okay.
Detectives inspected these men's shoes and their alibis, and they were ultimately cleared.
Okay.
In reviewing the data from her phone pings, it pinged at the casino. Then it pinged close to Diego's house.
Okay.
Close to, not
close
at.
To.
Mm-hmm. Then it pinged where her body was found. And then it pinged where her car was found. So as if to say she was taking him home.
Mm-hmm.
Once they got close to his house, he made his move.
Yeah.
And then he took over the car, went and dumped her, then went and dumped the car. On October 4th, Diego's home was searched, where they found the clothes that he was wearing in the surveillance video. The clothes had been bleached and washed.
Oh, yeah.
His Nike shoes were wet and looked as if they had just been washed. this was odd, because why would he just clean this set of items but leave piles of
laundry?
Other dirty clothes in his room?
He's like, I want to wear this again tomorrow.
Right. But, you know, the pants now have bleach stains. So what you going to do about that?
Oh, he didn't know how to use bleach? Oh.
The tread of the Nike shoe matched the shoe print on Lori's car and shoe prints near her body.
Dumbo.
Yeah. Detectives brought Diego to the station to question further, where he gave a DNA sample. His story this time was that he and Lori were hanging out in her car.
Right.
Where they smoked some cigarettes and they had sex. And then she took him home and he swore he didn't see her again after that.
Uh-huh.
They reviewed his cell phone. A couple hours after Lori had been killed, he got on the internet and searched the phrases, "How long do investigations last?"
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And "How long do FBI investigations last?" And "Is there a limit to how many years they can investigate someone?"
What?
I guess he didn't think that they were going to catch him so fast.
These are all stupid, very, very stupid questions.
Well, if the shoe fits.
The shoe does fit.
Yeah. They allowed Diego to go home as they awaited his DNA results, which came back as a match to the DNA on Lori's body and under her fingernails. Also, the blood in Lori's car was a mixture of her and Diego's blood. A third time, Diego was brought in for questioning, and now he is telling investigators that he and Lori had actually been in a secret relationship for about a year.
Okay.
Of course she would have his DNA on her because, you know, they saw each other often, yeah. But she's the one that wanted to keep it a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, her family knew nothing about it. And detective said, okay, let's follow up on this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Duh. They followed up on everything else.
And they have her phone records and his.
Yeah. So they reviewed both Diego and Lori's phone records from the last year and showed no sign of communication or even being in the same location. None whatsoever except for the night of her murder.
Jeez.
What a dingus.
Dingus.
So October 8th, Diego was arrested and charged with deliberate homicide.
Mm.
And he pled not guilty.
Of course he did.
Diego's family and friends were in disbelief. I mean, he was quiet and respectful. How could he have done this?
Mm-hmm.
That's going through their minds. Like, what?
Can you just imagine?
Yeah. Being your friend.
Your friend or your cousin or your brother, suddenly like things get flipped on their head and you're just like, no,
yeah,
that's not,
can't be,
no,
right. In March of 2021, he went to trial, and the evidence that they had against Diego was just too much to deny.
Mm-hmm.
He was found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Before the sentencing, he asked to take the stand, where he finally made his confession.
Really?
Yes. I mean, he knew.
Okay.
That.
I mean, okay. It's better than.
Yeah. He's like, okay, it's done. You got me.
You got me.
So after all that, he finally admitted to Lori's murder. He was sentenced to life in prison with a 35-year minimum.
Okay.
And let me just share a little tidbit here. Diego's mother, Bianca Wilson, has been in her fair share of trouble.
Oh, yeah?
Including murder charges.
Mm-hmm. Really?
In one case where Diego's father was murdered when Diego was a child, Bianca was at the scene, but she was never charged with this murder. In another case, she was in the car with a man named Justin Marchant when he was shot and killed. She was initially charged with homicide, but the charges were dropped due to lack of evidence.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
But she did get convicted in that case on charges of tampering with evidence. There was another person in the car with her.
Okay.
So, because she cleaned and hid the car that Justin was murdered in is how she got those tampering charges. But because of Bianca's troubles, Diego was raised by his maternal grandparents. So I'm not going to get all into all that case this time, maybe another time, but all this to say, there's a generational stronghold mm-hmm. that transferred from mother to son.
Oh, yeah.
But enough about Diego. Back to Lori. The community raised money for the funeral costs. She was loved. Anyway, they raised money to help Justin and find care for Lori's dogs that she loved so much. Mm. Lori was so beautiful with her blonde hair and blue eyes. Mm. She was so kind and she was just so loved.
That sucks so bad.
I know.
Just helping out somebody because they asked.
Yeah.
And she knew him, right?
She had seen him before.
She knew of him yeah. or like she had seen him there before.
Yeah.
So there was a level of trust there.
Well, and so her son, even there's reports of him saying that she just trusted people to a fault mm-hmm. where she, there were other times that she took other men, gave them rides mm-hmm. where she could have really put herself in danger. And this time it just didn't work out.
Oh, man, I'm interested about his mom.
Yeah.
And those crimes. It kind of makes you wonder if he was involved in his dad's murder. And
he was a child.
I know.
But yeah.
I mean, maybe his mom covered it up because she didn't want him to go away.
You know, I'm going to have to look into that and see exactly like what his age was, where he was he there.
Right. Was he with her at that time?
Yeah.
Or with them?
Yeah. Because no telling what he has seen in his life. But it,
that is so tough.
Yeah.
Poor Lori.
I know. Just doing, living life, doing the right things.
Doing what she needed to do.
Yeah.
And a little extra.
Yeah, exactly.
See, she was going above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, thank you for telling her story. Fly high. Mm. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Well, that was great. Let's do it again sometime.
Okay, we will.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Cousins on Crime. Get connected with us by becoming a free member on our Patreon. Or for just $5 a month, you'll have access to bonus episodes, discussion groups, and much more. If you can't afford $5 a month, we get it. Inflation, am I right? Please consider leaving us a positive review and rating wherever you listen.
And don't forget merch. Support our podcast and show the love by sporting t-shirts with our latest designs or grab an evidence bag to keep the chain of custody for all your valuables. Don't forget to follow our show on your favorite streaming app so you never miss an episode, and get photos and updates on our Instagram at Cousins on Crime Podcast or our Cousins on Crime Facebook page. Have a case suggestion? Email us at cousinsoncrime@gmail.com.